these two young lady keep like that, we hope to go to the Philippines, and amen. Wouldn't it be nice to see them singing and preaching? Yes. You all didn't hear me, right? Yes. Yeah. Sing, come and sing and preach. And if she preached like she did this morning, that place would. But so she's going to have to study the Bible, get scripture over, listen to everything, amen. Save her money and so on. And then her parents going to have to save her fare.
Her fare and our fare.
Well, if you're going. Yeah, yeah. But that'd be nice. Sister Millie saved the fare of her daughter. And
she already has a passport.
Of course. Of course, she already have her passport. And Tatiana can get her passport. Just right down here. Take a few weeks telling you. We have a lot of time, but I just felt that. Well, I saw this morning what they were doing. Hey, Rosie, that would be good, eh?
Yeah.
And, sorry you can't go. I wish you could go. Yeah, but, you know.
I've been there before.
You were? I've been. So, she's been there before, but I'd like to see a little group from here could go to. You don't have to stay 2 weeks. You don't have to stay 2 weeks. Some of you're just going for after the convention. Come right away. I stay so I can go to some of the churches. But first thing you have to do, get your passport.
Yeah.
If you don't have your passport, you can't go. Can't get out the country. I know somebody who don't have their passport. I'm not going to tell you. No way. I'm not going to tell you. Somebody who don't have their passport. But if you want to go to the, somebody is telling them that they could take the videos and video the whole thing. We tried it last year. We didn't get everything completed, but we could get it this year. But first thing, you have to have a passport. Are you agree with me?
Amen.
Are you going to prove that you're an American? I mean, you know. You can get out, but you can't get back in. So, a word to the wise is
passport.
But that was awesome this morning, and thank you all so much, and thank the parents. I thought the parents felt good that they should, say something about. What's going on? So, praise God. I'm happy. And we want to welcome again
Perry.
Mr. Perry. We want to welcome you, sir. Welcome you again. And you've been coming here when you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
When you were nine.
It was First Baptist Church at that time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was actually baptized.
Okay. Amen. Thanks for coming to,
This is the first time that I've been in this church.
Yes.
Since.
Wow. Wow. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're glad that you come, and you're welcome to come as many times as you want to, sir. Perry, we're glad to have you. Amen. That's awesome, eh? Thank you, sir, for coming. And we just thank you all for being so alive this weekend.
Amen.
And alert.
Amen.
I see you. Well, back to the Philippines. It's a wonderful exposure. And you're going to see a lot of young people like you sitting out there, and you get to sing and preach. you'll never be the same. You'll absolutely never be the same. Maybe that's somebody trying to come in. Yeah. Noah's Ark. I get excited because this convention coming up, I'll be well by then.
Yes.
Amen. And are you all praying hard?
Yes.
Okay, not because I'm not praying that much for myself doesn't mean you know and pray for me. That's no excuse. You're supposed to pray for me.
Amen.
And come in, Marina. Come on in there. Yeah, see? The heart is open for you, because you done made it right. But we're just so happy, and let me say a couple of things. Like Marina, Tatiana, you work together, Marina, Tatiana, and Katie, and you build this young people, along with Smiley over there. See, you know, she's happy and smiling, and she's full of love. You know that was she born smiling? I don't know, but she was born smiling. It was a happy baby. I know that. There's something about you that I know. Happy baby and happy Christian, happy child of God. If she ever misses serve any, and I look over there, you know, so God is a good God. Look, God replaced me, and God just fill up this place. Yeah, I look up there and Sister Rebecca is not there. I said, "Where's something is missing." Yeah, so we're so glad to have you all. How did your husband like today? Good man, I love that man. Yeah, always, and glad to have you all. We're talking about the Philippines. I'm going April. The Lord's waiting for a youth camp. Marina, would be good if you could go. Tatiana is going. Katie. Probably, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I would not. I'll leave you back home. I don't need you. You're worn out. Look at that. Look at you. Can't even walk.
I'll be better before you.
So. No, that's throwing off. That's throwing a word off, right? It's been better before me. But we're so glad to, if we could start working that, you'd be surprised to know. And, you would have a lot of time to sing and preach. And you see, and you start studying the scripture. Because I know God got a hold of you. You both, dear, that's not a stopping. And you all team up, sing. We're working it. Yeah. Brother Ronald, you'll have a lot of baggages to carry. I mean, you can't let the young lady push baggages. But of course, you don't have a passport, so, I don't even. Yeah. But by then, he could get one. He doesn't have a passport. He wants to go, but he don't have a passport. Are you going to have a passport, sir? If it was me, I would come and say, Pastor, how do you get a passport? I say, go down to the post office, get a form, fill it out. All right. Are you all happy? Give it up for her. And one more point. Each one help one another. You collect your fear, and then you remember the pastor need help. We all look at us sadly, if you're going, you have to carry your pastor.
Amen.
It's quiet. Raise my hallelujah corner. My cheerleaders. Rebecca, you said cheerleaders. Millie, raise the cheerleaders. So that's something that you can start working on. Because January's, what are we now? February, March, April. It's just really 3 months. That's not a long time. Who's that? When? Ronald? Does he have a birth certificate? And where was he born? Where was he born? But where was he born? I don't know. Does he, what?
He has a birth certificate to get a passport.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that?
Sure about that.
Ah, Ronald, that's my buddy. I said to him, Ronald, I enjoy bothering you. I get a kick out of bothering you. Then he sit there laughing, you know. Ronald is a lovely man. He's a replacement for James. I didn't think anybody could replace James. James was my friend. And here he has a son who's my buddy. I'll go anywhere with Brother Ronald. And I trust him. He's such a good man. And what I like about him is, why am I saying all these things? I should be preaching. Well, how did I? I'm talking about Ronald. That's not a, can you find it in the scripture? That's not even a scripture. Ronald, what verse, what chapter? I don't know where to find it. But, you know, the Lord forgive us. Sometimes we make mistakes. I just made a mistake. I'm looking for, but it's not in, I can't find it. I'm in Isaiah, but I can't find Ronald. But he's a very good brother, and we thank you for coming to Merced. And you'd be surprised to know the things he's doing for this church. The secret things, like drinking Sister Rose's soup. I mean, it's amazing. If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know, right? But he's done a lot of things. So thank you. He got us on YouTube. You know what I mean? YouTube and all over. And he's setting up, you see all those cards over everything. Thank you, brother. If you need a recommendation, check me out. All right, praise God. Amen. I say what I feel, you know, because that's the way I feel about the man. It's my heart, and he got into my heart, and I love the brother. I love the man, and he's a good man. He's not a phony. He is really genuine. I've had dealings with him. Did you bring my wheelchair? Okay. All right, okay. I accept that. He's going to lend me a wheelchair. So I go when I go up Tuesday, because it's hard to walk all that, you know. Thank you, sir. And I told Rose yesterday, if you can never make it up there, just call Brother Ranali. He'll be there. And he helped me. And he just come upstairs and, you know. All right, praise God. I'm happy, don't you? You could tell? We had a wonderful time this morning. Yes. Praise God. We had a good time. And God has been good to us. And we want to welcome you all tonight. And we have fun. And it was good to see Brother Emmanuel this morning. He also is a good man. And God is rebuilding this. Do you notice how God is giving us some good people? I sit there sometimes, I'm thinking, I said, you know, God's doing an awesome job. Yeah. And many times he's working and he's not. See, oh, God speak to me. God speak to me through the word. A lot of people hear the voice of God and come and have dreams and, you know, so on. But mainly God just talk to me through the word. God will just put a scripture in my heart, or someone will be testifying, preaching, and then I get a word. So, in this church here, I see that God has favored us. And when I was, and while they were, I was sitting over there, and then it came to me, you know, some of these young people should, working on going to the Philippines. They would not ever be the same. Plus, they would be a blessing and exposure. And, you know, I feel that Tatiana has a calling on her life, and she's serious. She's not the one to get up and say words and then to stop it. But she's going to be studying the Bible. She's going to listen and begin to even more active. Because this morning she came over, and if I wanted her to sing and she wanted to say something, it was not me. Even tell her to do that. I didn't know what she was But then I began to ponder. She said she wants to say something. She's never really, I couldn't remember her doing that. But I was anxious to hear what she was going to say. And wasn't it a blessing?
Amen.
And then her parents said that all week, weekend, that God has been dealing with her. You can tell when God's dealing with you. And you're not the same. When once God begins to deal with you, he's not going to stop. I want you to know that. Whither, help me find that Psalms. Whither can I flee? Psalms is at 91. Where once God begin to get a hold of you and begin to deal with you, there's nowhere to flee. There's just no where to run. And the psalmist had that experience. Is it Psalms 91? What Psalms is it? Whither shall I flee from his presence? Anywhere God called you. 139, we were there the other night, wasn't we?
Yes.
Okay, so that came back in my mind right there. So let's go there. Psalms 139. Okay, let's what verse?
Seven.
Do you find that? Okay, start at verse 1. Lord, O Lord, let's read. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. That's it. He knows you. When Sister Letty was telling us that from Tatiana was a baby, she had that desire. And with Dr. Henry, the experience that she has a desire in her heart for God. And the Lord search you. He knows what's inside your heart.
Amen.
Said, thou knowest my down sitting. I mean, the things that happen to you, it's not a surprise to God. The mistakes we made. God knows that we're human and we're going to make mistakes. But God has the answer for all our mistakes.
Amen.
See, God has the answer of the cross. The answer of the blood. Jesus is the answer to your mistakes. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is able to forgive you. I mean, a lot of people will not forgive you. But that doesn't matter. Because whom the Son of God has set free,
yes,
is free indeed. There's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law, somebody help me, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free, set us free from the law of sin. That's the condemnation of the devil. See, the devil want to condemn you, but God said, I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ never came to condemn us, but he came to give us life. That makes you want to love Jesus, eh? That makes you want to lift your hands up and shout and tell the Lord, I love you. Because when Jesus is in you, the scripture says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the scripture says, O Lord, thou hast searched me. We're inside of your heart. And that's why man look on the outside. But because God looks on the inside, he searched that heart. He knows that heart. See, even Samuel could not tell the difference between the boys. If it was up to Samuel, David would never have been a king. Because he would have chose somebody else. Because he was looking on the outside. Looking on their muscles, their size, their beauty. But there was a God in heaven that remembered a little forgotten boy. And he was feeding the sheep. He was out there singing. On the backside of the desert, nobody was paying his audience, his congregation, was only a few sheep. And the later on, the boys, his brother, used that. And said, what are you doing here? This is a man's world, a man's thing. You're a little boy. You should be back there with your little congregation. You got just a little church. See? You should be back there. We know your ambition. You want to go, you know, you want to show the world how skillful and how talented you are. But there is something that those boys didn't know.
Yes.
That David had a God,
hallelujah.
Amen,
yes.
That was leading him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
David had a father,
yes,
that was guiding him.
Yes.
And he knew, you see, I mean, God leads his people. How did David know how to pick out that stone?
Amen.
There was no other way, no other way that you would have brought the giant down. Did you know? No other way. For 40 days, he was crying out, somebody send us me a fighter. And nobody would go. They had all the armor. They had all weapons. And Saul was trying to dress David up in his armor. David said, no, I'll die in that one. If you close me and dress me up, it will not work. And you know, these young people here, you know, many places you go and when God begin to call them, somebody begin to dress them up. You don't want to, when you have a call in your life, they come from out of the woodworks and said, we know what you need to do. Now come over and let me talk to you. Oh no. See, don't touch them. Don't touch them. If you did not call them, don't dress them up.
That's
right. The same God that called them will dress them up. I mean, I'm their pastor, but I'm not dressing them up. I only do it with the word. All I have to do is preach the word. I don't tell them step this way, step that way. No. Or how many times I call with a counsel. I already do counsel meeting unless somebody come to me. Because I do most of my counseling right here.
Amen.
This is the law book.
Hallelujah.
And tonight I'm sitting here judging you.
Amen.
Right now I'm judging you.
Yeah.
With the word. I'm dealing with your life. See, so we're back to David, this little boy. And when everybody was afraid in Israel, God sent David down to the battlefield. And he heard the giant bragging against God. And that was David's chance. David's day had come. And you don't have to be 50 or whatever it might be to get a calling. These young girls are still in their teens. But they have a calling on their lives. And they heard it and publicly they say, yes. You mean that God can call two young ladies in our church at the same day, the same time? You saw that this morning. You saw that he's still a God of miracles. Why? Why? Because you and I may be looking on the outside, but God was looking on the inside. Oh God, thou hast searched me. What was he doing? When this young lady was walking in her house, and said, I'm not satisfied with this world.
Amen.
Said, I'm away with it. I don't want that. I don't want to put on that armor. I don't want to dress up with the armor of the world. But what happened? She went down to the brook.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
She went down to the river and began to search.
Yes.
And she found 5 smooth stones. And that's Jesus. And she put those 5 smooth stones in her heart, in their hearts.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to carry them against the Goliaths.
Yeah.
It's not what man gave you. It's not what comes from the head. But it's what comes from the living water.
Yeah.
You've got to get your weapons out of the anointing.
Amen.
See, the river, there is a river.
Yeah.
Whose streams there are. Shall make glad the city of God. And they got wet this morning.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because they've been drinking. And God searched them with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You saw that Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh Lord, you've searched me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. And you know me. Is that everybody here right here? It's an amazing thing when you realize that God knows you. Lord, you've searched me. And you know me. There's nothing that I can tell you about myself. And because God knows you, and you know, you look on yourself, you look on your life. And many of us, we hold the ones, look back, and you look back over your life and say, oh God, I'm ashamed. That's why God said, forget those things which are behind.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to move away from the past.
Amen.
If you don't move away from the past will keep you dressed up in Saul's armor. You got to put it off. And move away from that. And head for the river. Before you fight Goliath, you have to head to the river. And you have to find the smooth stones of the word of God. Amen? Just don't go out there. And David was crying out, the psalmist crying out, you search me, O Lord. And you know me. He knows you. He knows your name. He goes on, he says, thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. No, notice, thou understandest my thoughts afar off. And he understands. And you know what he come up with? He said, it's foolishness. Your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Amen.
He says that evil and the evil imagination can dwell in her thoughts.
Yes.
Said, I want to take your thoughts away from you.
Amen.
God said, I don't want you to think like you used to think. But I want you to think like my son, Jesus Christ.
Praise.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. You've got to have a mindset like Jesus. Amen. Where all the thoughts of your heart is focused on the Lord.
Yes.
And every once in a while, and every twice in a while, you begin to say, Lord, I love you. Amen. Lord, you make a phone call, text him. Twitter, Instagram. There's so many lines connecting you to Jesus. You wake up, turn over. I know you're there, Lord. And I'm still with you. You know when I'm going to bed. And you know when I'm waking up. You know when I'm sitting down. And when I'm standing up. Oh, somebody ought to shout. And think of it. Thou knowest my thoughts afar off. So afar off would be from everlasting before you was ever created, ever born. He could tell everything about you. Like he did to Jeremiah. He said, boy, before your mother got you, I knew you. Before your mother ever conceived you, before you was ever in your mother's belly, I knew you.
Amen.
And that's what he's saying to these young people like tonight. Tatiana and Katie and Marina and all of you all. That's what he's saying. Because mama and daddy was only instruments that was used. But before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And he said, I knew exactly when to form you. Because I need you at certain time. 2,000 years ago, he didn't need them. But as we're coming down to the close, when Jesus is returning, he wants a testimony in Merced. He wants a church in Merced. He wants somebody that can rise up and set this church on fire. He wants some young people that can rise up and turn this place upside down. Thou understandest. That's powerful. My thoughts are far off. There's not a word in your mouth that he doesn't know. Before he was ever born, he understood every thought, everything. And he knew that tonight you would be here. Come on, shout somebody. Tonight you would be sitting down here hearing this. And tonight he will be just issuing a warning and a call to, and an invitation, whatever you want to call it, to let you know it's time. It's time. The Lord is saying, I'm ready. The Lord is saying, I'm ready to raise up some young people tonight. God said, I'm happy with the older ones that have been talking about me. Yes, I'm happy. Keep talking. But the Lord said, I want to hear some young voice. I want to hear them singing, shouting, running up and down the aisles, clapping their hands, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to hear the shout that when there's a Goliath in the land, when there's something threatening the word of God, someone will stand up and said, you come to me with sword and spear, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. That's what God wants. God wants some young people who knows how to get out there and slay some Goliath, that hindering spirits that's blocking young people from coming to the church. Want to get out and say, come on now. And if the older ones will not get stirred up, then stir the young ones. And let the world know that he's God. Yeah. Of course, to declare his righteousness to a generation that should be born. Born, not just of flesh and blood, but of the word of God. God as a generation. You see, it's one thing to hear the world, but it's another thing to hear God's generation. And a lot of us, we've heard, but we have not heard a lot of God's generation. We've heard man's generation. Because these that God's raising up, they were not carved out by men. But they were carved out by a cunning workman. Because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. If one carve you out, you'll fail. And Saul was trying to carve out David. Put on this armor. Preach this sermon. Sing this song. Knock your tambourine this way. Said, I can't. I've not proven that. Because there's a fresh anointing coming upon me. There's a new anointing that I want to see. Grandma, I love you. I love you, Grandpa. But I believe there's a fresh breath of God that's blowing over the land. And I want that. Amen. Said, I can hear the sound of the rustling in the mulberry trees. I can hear the joyful sound. God's going to raise up some people with power. They're not afraid to declare the word of God. See, a lot of us, we're afraid. And when we pray, sometimes we doubt. But God's going to raise up a generation that has no doubts. If God said it, they believe it. And they know it's got to be so. Lord, you search me. And inside, I'm not perfect. You know my thoughts are far off. But one thing God knows about you is that you're not going to give up. No turning back. You'll never give up. You'll never stop serving God. God knows that. You'll never play games with God. You search me and you know my thoughts are far off. And what are my thoughts? What are my thoughts? Not just to make money, but my thoughts is to love God with all my heart. I have purpose in my heart to love God. My thoughts is to serve him. And God knows I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. In other words, I'm thirsty. I heard it this morning. I'm hungry for God. And the Lord responded and said, he that hungered and thirsted after righteousness shall be filled. My God. So you begin to say, God, fill me up. Every day I want more. I'm not satisfied. I want more. Where is my double portion? Then he goes on. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Do you know what that means? He encamped round. When you lay down, he watches over you. He never sleep or slumber, but he can't keep his eyes off you. So he sits right there at your bedside. That's right. That's what it said. And my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. That means he knows when you kick your heels up. He knows when you're snoring. Don't bother him. For there is not a word, ha, come on. There is not a word in my tongue. You know, sometimes your companion is sleeping and they're snoring and talking at the same time, and you can't even make out what they're saying. I forgot to tell my wife the other night, she was talking, she said, Yarda. I forgot to ask her what was going on. I distinctly heard that. But he knows every word in your mouth. He puts it there. And there's something that he placed in these young people that's going to come out. And it's going to rub off. And they're going to begin to win people that nobody can influence. We had a bunch of group of young people here that different one influenced them. But this time, it's a different generation. You try pulling Marina out of this church, it doesn't work. You try pull Smiley over there out of this church. It doesn't work. They're not going to listen. They cannot be influenced. You can't lie. You can't talk to them. You can't say, come on, I got a little meeting. I want to pull you off over there. Come. No. Because their heart is fixed. They're planted. They're grounded. They're rooted. They're stable in the church. When Jesus was crucified, Mary didn't wait and invite everybody to come out. Too early for some of them. But guess where she hid? Where her treasure was. That's why she was the first one that knew. And there's going to be hunger in the hearts of these young people that they're going to find the feet of Jesus. They're going to say, Jesus, your feet has been so dusty going through this world of sin. A lot of people has lost their love. But I want to let you know that I'm going to wash your feet. Hallelujah. I'm going to wash your feet with my tears. And dry them with my hair, which is my glory. I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to seek for earthly glory and fame and follow the world. But I'm going to wipe your feet with my glory. It says here that, for there's not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. He knows everything. That's why you fill your mouth with the word. And when you open your word, your mouth, it's the word. Thou hast beset me behind and before. That means he's behind you and he's before you. Hallelujah. Behind and before, and he lays hands upon you. What an awesome God. So every step that you take is in the will of God. You're, in other words, you're covered.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Such knowledge. Such knowledge. My. When you look at yourself, that you're dust. Such knowledge. But you stop and begin to think now. I said, me? He touched me like that? I felt God.
Yes.
One thing about it, when you feel God and have an experience of God, nobody can tell you any different.
That's right.
Such knowledge. What knowledge? What knowledge? That you're called, chosen of God. He's with you. Before and behind, and he laid his hands on you.
Yes.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. In other words, I can hardly stand it. It makes me shout. It makes me sing. It makes me cry. Makes me dance. Woo! Such knowledge. What? You look in the mirror and says, though my outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Notice here, it is high. How high? How high? I cannot attain unto it. Somebody said church is boring. It can't be boring when you can't even reach the standard of the knowledge. Or is it going to be boring? Such knowledge. You begin to think about knowledge. I'm not talking about your little math. I'm talking about this word. Because in this book you see yourself and say, my God, I didn't know God. And you begin to discover who you are. You find yourself in this Bible. It's okay to go to college, university. But you don't find yourself there. You can learn a trade, a skill, whatever it might be. But you find yourself in the Word. You've got to understand now that you were created to serve the Lord. You were created for His good pleasure. You were created. You're not here because I just feel like coming. Then when you feel like going, you will. But you're here because of God. Just like the choir. If you're just preaching it, if you're just banking it, let me use some instrument. You're not the bongo over there. Boom, 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 boom. If it's just a piece of instrument. You play the organ. It's just a piece of, it's a toy. You beat the drums or the guitar. You're strumming some strings. Boom, boom, boom. Then you lose that. You become boring. But if you get out there and begin to play it, God gave me this job. God gave me this job. And just like how David went down to slay the giant, when you begin to strum those guitar, that's your bag with your stones. And you get down those strings. Run down the scale. Run up the scale. And when you play, you feel it in your feet. You feel it all over you. And no wonder the dry bones begin to come together because there's a voice, there's a song. But you get up there and you got a funny old feeling. Boom. Since Jesus came into my heart. You see, you're not going to do anything for anybody. And you know, come on. No Goliath is going to go down. But you got to do it for God. Wake up and say, I'm going to, devil, you're a liar. You cannot make me stop doing this. But you get up there and say, the church homie. I'm just playing this. But what are they doing for me? Oh, you missed it. You don't understand. You're as wacky as Donald Duck. Quack. Hey, you can't play that way. You can't sing that way. But when you get out there, demons begin to tremble. Because not only did David bring the giant down, but there was a Saul, a king. You fight the giant, but you also have to face the king. And the king wanted to kill him. And the only way, one you touch naturally with the stone, but there's another one you can't touch him. So you only can touch him by the anointing. So there's a giant and there's a king. And we face the king that want to stop us. And we face the devil, we come to church many times. Amen? You're not wrestling with flesh and blood. You're up there playing, and if you're not anointing, you're telling people to praise the Lord. And how can they when you're not praising the Lord? How can the congregation be wet when you're dry? I mean, you stand up there and you're clapping or whatever you're doing, and you're just, the only time you're praying is pray God that it will hurry up so I can get down and sit down. You're not going to get no result. Because first he's going to touch you. Your message, your song must touch you. If it's only a song where when we hear it and we sit there and said, oh, deliver us, Lord. You sing up there, bless us, Lord, bless us, but it ain't coming from nowhere. And the people saying, deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Please deliver us. Grace, grace, God's grace. Takes the grace of God to listen to that. Because it's not anointed. But you begin to get your songs out of the brooks. You've got to put off Saul's armor. Because you cannot slay the king with Saul's armor. And just make a few steps down to the brooks. But you got to kneel down to get those stones. Hallelujah. You begin to pray. Here comes Saturday night. You got to forget about Saturday night and you just got paid. You don't get paid until Sunday night here. When it's all over. When you slap the devil all over the place. Right, if you know it, sometime on Sunday night I get excited. When I know the day's over. Ha ha. That's right. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Ha ha. Amen. And we're seated in heavenly places. Ha ha. Amen. Seated in heavenly places. And you're laughing at the devil. Because the devil is a liar. Somebody shout. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is I cannot attain unto it. Whither? Shall I go from thy spirit? Nowhere. Nowhere. Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? You're not going anywhere. Somebody say, I'm going to skip church tonight. And boom. And you stop at a McDonald's. You're going in the line. And somebody's talking about Jesus. Oh my God. I mean, the Lord has a way to do things. Are you? You forgot that you had one of Pastor's CD in your car, and you didn't really mean to go there, but your hand, you're trying to do something, and your finger pressed it by mistake. and write them, it says, repent. And cold sweat start coming down your face. I mean, you know what I'm saying. You all know what I'm saying. You knew you weren't going to put on the CD. He said, but I take the CD. Yeah, but you don't play them. You get them, but you collect like a souvenir. Who do you think you're kidding? And if you do, listen to them. I must be preaching awfully dry, because sometimes some of you, I come and I see your face. Thank God is not that face is not on my body. But you see, you've got to love Jesus tonight. Do you love him tonight? You've got to want Jesus more than anything. You cannot flee away from him. Let me begin to wind this up soon. If I ascend, look at this, look at it. You can't get away. So might as well you surrender. If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there. And if I make, look at it, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. I make my bed in hell, thou art there. You cannot escape. Even the evil spirits and demons in hell are tormented. They said to the Lord, how you come here to torment us before the time? Because they know when they get to there, they're going to be tormented. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 9. Notice. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there, you know how many times I go some places and as soon as I get there, no different. He's there. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me, everywhere you go. So that's why you need to surrender. Staying home, running here, running there. That's why you need to say, God has called me and given me a job. I'm going to dedicate my life to it. Nobody's important like my job that God has given me. But you see, if you sometimes up and sometimes down, oh my Lord, what's going to happen to you? Up and down like an elevator. Up and down. Going up, coming down. Sometimes you're going up and everybody's nice and sweet, and you greet the saints and you hug them and you grab them and you can't wait. Hello, pastor. You're my pastor. Sure, because you're going up. But what about the down? I mean, right now you're flying high. Everything might be going on, but you know, but wait. The elevator going to go. You're going to get a nice offering. You're going to get a good income tax back. And I'll wait the elevator start going down. I already pay my tithe. See, that's the elevator coming down. I'm not going to give anything already. I already gave it all here. You forgot the first fruit of your increase. You didn't have that money before in your hand. Oh, dear, I told you the elevator is going down now. I know I would get you. The elevator is going down now. I don't hear those shout like I used to. Because it wasn't costing you anything when you're going up. But now we talk about, boo, I already planned. For my vacation, summertime is coming up. I know what you think. That fever. You need a shot, a flu shot. And that's why we're giving you tonight. This is the drugstore. You're getting a shot. Amen. Flu shots. Spiritually. Amen. Not that summer fever. You might accept the natural flu, but you got summer fever. Here comes summer. I'm so hot. I got to get out of here. Oh, my goodness. You forgot that. It's going to be hotter in hell. If I say, look at that now. If I say, nobody's seeing me, I'm on the other side of the world. Surely the darkness shall cover me. Even the night shall be light about me. But when God shine a light and say, no, I'm here. And you crawl in your bed, cover up. You don't want to hear nobody disturb you and hear a little voice on. You know one thing, you put the cover over your head, you still get in. It's amazing. I mean, he gets in and even give you dreams. Yay. The darkness hideth not from him, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the night are both alike unto thee. He's going to get you. That's why I'm telling you to surrender to God now. Don't wait for the convention to come before you start putting on a show. The convention spirit. We don't need that. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're practicing for the convention. No, we're not. We're preparing for the... No, we're not. Amen. We're doing it because we love Jesus. Amen. Oh, that's good. Go ahead and give your offering. But I'm going to give a special offering for the convention. What about a special offering for your pastor? Amen. Have you ever think about that? Yeah. Look how hard he works. I mean, he comes down the step like Humpty Dumpty at a great fall. And you don't even see him coming down. Now you got, you know, happity hap. Happity hap. And here he comes giving you such a message. Uh-huh. And oh, that was a good message, Pastor. Yes, praise the Lord. And you got the cleanest hands. But sometimes you need to dirty your hands with a few hundred dollars in it and hand to the pastor. Yeah. Not $1. I like $1 when I'm giving it to you. But I don't like to take them from you. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine. Anyway, would you like that? Huh? And I don't preach on money. I don't beg. But sometimes you need to look over and say, he works hard. Otherwise, you'll take on a spirit of not giving. Yeah. And you forget to give. And you just become a receiver. Yeah. Oh, that was a wonderful word. Prove it. Amen. Go ahead. Prove it. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Draw your wallet fast. High noon. Go for your wallet. I can show you I'm quick on the draw. You reach down there and pull that $100 out. And you look at it and says, that's not big enough. Let me put two or... Yeah. No. Don't you all do it at once. But I'm going to give you the spirit of giving and love. And I give you spiritual things, which I do. And the natural things, carnal things, amen, you don't give. I'm not saying it because of my need, but for your blessing. Because I have more stuff than I can wear. I do. My wife said, that's not good enough for you to wear. I got more clothes than I can wear. So it's not a matter of want. Many times I got more food than I can eat. Blessings. God never fails. I said God never fails. But it's for you to get blessed. And to get that loose your heart up. Loose that stingy. But when you come, you close it. And you'd rather receive than give. You think you're going to get blessed? You're not going to get blessed. You're not going to, trust me, you're not going to, because God's going to treat you like how you treat others. Amen. Here we talk about Some of us might go to the Philippines. Right away, some people should get ready and say, my God, I'm going to give something towards that. And we're going to do something to get it done. Amen. Pastor, when David was thirsty and he mentioned that he was thirsty, there some men got on fire and broke through the rock and got the water. I don't know if we got people in this church that can break through the rank. I said, look, my God, Pastor said, Philip, and here we're going to do it. Somebody ought to shout tonight. Whoa, hallelujah. I feel good tonight. Thou possess in closing, thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me. We had that the other night in my mother's womb. You're never away from his presence. Isn't that awesome, God? We've had a good weekend, haven't we? We've had a good weekend, and we invite people. Just go ahead and do it. They'll come. These two young sisters with Sister Joni, they're precious. I want to see God just have a precious group of young people on fire. I want to hear them shouting and singing and preaching up a storm. Amen. And they could put on a convention, young people's convention after a while, and invite other churches to bring their young people. Oh, you don't know. Amen. You don't know. They'll come from Africa.
Yes, they will.
They'll come from New York. They'll come from Tennessee. Amen. They'll come from Pittsburgh, all over the place. Wouldn't you like to see that?
Yes.
Say the church gonna have a, we're gonna have one too.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
So you start to have visions and rebuild this church. Amen?
Amen.
Like you've never seen before.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. I think we had a good day. I thank you for coming out tonight and hear the word. It's been an awesome day. Where can I flee from his presence? I can't hide. So might as well I expose my heart to him and said, oh God, hear me. When I listen to the word, I have a habit that I love. I play the Bible a lot and I'll just let it. And you wake up sometimes in the middle of the night or so, 2 in the morning, I hear that thing play, you just keep going. And it's like the Lord wake you up at the part that you need. What an amazing God. And you get that, and you begin to play the scriptures. And when I'm tired, I can't read a lot. I just listen, because God give me hearing.